I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. What a terrible act it is to injure and kill so many people there with such brutality. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz laid flowers at a church door after visiting the scene of a car ramming attack in the German city of Magdeburg on Saturday that left at least 5 people dead. More than 200 people were injured, many of them seriously, when a man drove his car in the Christmas market on Friday night. Scholz said it was a terrible act and that he was worried about the critically injured. Kathleen Schade is a Magdeburg resident. Unbelievably sad. It's unbelievable. I feel shocked. There are no words, no suitable words. Police said they arrested a 50-year-old psychiatry and psychotherapy specialist from Saudi Arabia, the suspected driver of the car, who has been living in Germany for almost 2 decades. Der Spiegel reported that the suspect had sympathized with the far-right Alternative for Germany party. A projectile fired from Yemen struck Israel's commercial hub of Tel Aviv early Saturday, wounded 16 people, the military and emergency service provider said. Gaza Civil Defense Rescue Agency reported that an Israeli airstrike Friday in the northern part of the territory killed 10 members of a family, including 7 children. Ukraine has brought the war into the heart of Russia with drone attacks that Russian authorities said damaged residential buildings in the city of Kazan, some 600 miles from the front line. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The press service of the city's governor said that 8 drones attacked the city. Local authorities said that there were no casualties. Moscow sent 113 drones into Ukraine overnight into Saturday, according to Ukrainian officials, all of which were shot down or lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Kharkiv's regional governor said 8 people were wounded Friday night in drone attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News.
This is the last vote, not only of this evening, but of the 118th Congress. And we yield back all time.
The U.S. Congress passed spending legislation early on Saturday in a down-to-the-wire vote that averted a government shutdown ahead of the busy holiday travel season. In a 85-11 vote, the Democratic-controlled Senate passed the bill to continue government funding 38 minutes after it expired at midnight. The government did not invoke shutdown procedures in the interim. The bill will now be sent to the White House, where President Joe Biden is expected to sign it into law. The package had earlier cleared the Republican-controlled House of Representatives with bipartisan support, but not with the extension to the debt ceiling that President-elect Donald Trump and his advisor, billionaire Elon Musk, demanded from Republicans. Elon Musk, the billionaire ally of U.S. President Donald Trump, has praised the far-right Alternative for Germany party ahead of the election set to be held in Germany early next year. More from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
In his latest intervention into European politics Friday, Elon Musk, the American tech billionaire and ally of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, posted on X that only the AfD can save Germany. AfD leader Alice Weidel offered this response.
Dear Elon, thank you so much for your note. The alternative for Germany, the AfD, is indeed the one and only alternative for our country. Our last option, if you ask me.
Musk's intervention comes days after he met British lawmaker Nigel Farage to discuss bankrolling his populist Reform Party. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of anti-Yoon Suk-yeol protesters held a rally and marched down central Seoul on Saturday, a week after the South Korean president was impeached over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Jung Jung-hae is one of those protesting. It is clear that Yoon Suk-yeol is a criminal who sent the whole nation to its death, and I think the Constitutional Court should sternly dismiss him. Yoon's presidential powers are suspended, but he remains in office. He has not complied with various summonses by authorities. He also has not responded to attempts to contact him by the Constitutional Court, which decides whether to remove him from office or restore his presidential powers. The court plans to hold its first preparatory hearing next Friday. In northwest Pakistan, 16 security personnel were killed in an attack by Islamist militants, police deputy superintendent Hidayat Ullah told Reuters. Another 8 personnel were injured in the attack on a security forces post, which took place at 2 in the morning local time. Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, also known as the Pakistan Taliban, claimed responsibility for the attack. That wraps up this update with the world of news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.